There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. Now, if you have never tried Kirkaman, you would be surprised, I think, at what you would find in the way of its anti-inflammatory effects on your body. It's amazing. I mean, I have had so many good experiences with Kirkaman, and I would encourage you to think about it. You might want to buy the one-pound bag of turmeric. So inexpensive. One-pound bag of organic turmeric. Because the human body, now this is what is so interesting to me. The human body contains approximately 10 to 13 trillion cells. That's a lot of cells. We replace these cells at the rate of approximately 100 to 130 billion each day. A tightly regulated cell suicide process known as programmed cell death or apoptosis. Now, a lot of people pronounce it apoptosis. But apoptosis, or however you pronounce it, will destroy cells. It is basically the exploding of cells. Cancer cells don't suicide. They turn off the suicide genes. Kirkaman activates the death receptors through many different means and ways that they're still learning about, because there's so much about Kirkaman people don't know. But how to increase the bioavailability of Kirkaman? That's the issue, because the liver does such a good job in preventing excessive drugs and supplements that it inhibits some of the absorption of curcumin. And that's a process called gluconeogenation, which makes the compound much less effective than it could be. So what they recommend is that, you know, we mix ours, or I don't mix it, but it is mixed with pepper or pepperine. And it is the alkaloid responsible for the pungency of black pepper. And I did not know this, but black pepper can go rancid. And you know how you keep it in that little thing and you rarely ever use it? Well, you might want to check your pepper. But this compound inhibits certain enzymes. And it will increase the curcumin absorption up to 2,000%. And that's what we have in ours at the Power Mall. Always take your turmeric with beneficial fats. Curcumin is fat soluble. I was not aware of that. And without fat, the compound doesn't dissolve properly. And then curcumin has a tough time getting into the gut and being absorbed into the bloodstream and then into the cells that need the compound. So you want to take it with fats like avocado, olive oil, or coconut oil. So when you're taking your curcumin tablets, take it with that. Also, you can take it with quercetin. It's a plant flavonoid that inhibits the enzyme that deactivates curcumin. Foods high in quercetin include red wine, red grapes, onions, green tea, apples, cranberries, blueberries, black plums, red leaf lettuce, raw kale, chicory greens, raw spinach, sweet peppers, snap beans, and raw broccoli. So that's how you get your quercetin. So eat it with the quercetin positive foods. But I would say one of the best things to do is eat it with coconut oil or avocado or olive oil. And I think that's really good information that we need. Also, improve your sleep with these five easy tips. Studies at Mount Sinai Hospital in Miami Beach use brainwave analysis, and they showed the five stages of sleep and their relative importance. The five stages of sleep that we go through every 1 to 2 hours, not over the 8 or so hours one sleeps is commonly understood. The five stages go over 1 to 2 hours, not over 8 hours, and two of them are vital for recharging the immune system. So you might want to consider getting yourself consuming tart cherry juice. It's recommended. It delays the degradation of the essential amino acid tryptophan that acts as a precursor to serotonin and facilitate sleep. And we have tart cherry juice at the Power Hour. It's a liquid, yes. Turn down the lights all the way. Any light that you could read by is a definite problem for sleeping. The sound. Some people are using earplugs now. Fresh air. Have a window open if you can. electronic display screen withdrawal. Go into don't for 2 hours before you go to sleep. We're going to be back after this break with Jerry Peterman. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. And joining us today is Jerry Peterman. He's one of those people that is the consummate little bit of everything, done everything, and expert in lots of things. He is most known, I think, for Time Challenger, which he has given to the world, and we are so appreciative that we are able to have it at the Power Hour. Time Challenger makes a big difference in a lot of people's lives, and we've had so many people so appreciative, including the veterans that he has made available a lot of Time Challenger. And we're so grateful to have him with us today. He also has a number of websites. I'm going to let you in on those websites, as well as, you know, he is known for having created Friends of the Power Hour and a prayer request website. He has been just there helping out whenever he can and however he can. And Jerry Peterman, thank you so much for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Good morning, Joyce. Thanks for the kind words.
Well, we're so glad to have you join us, and all the things that you have done. The Austin group of Friends of the Power Hour wouldn't be there, I'm sure, without you and the other work of the wonderful people down there. You might want to give credit to some of those people that put together that group down there in Austin.
Oh, absolutely. Julie Menace was the person that came up with the idea, and she had a friend named Julie. And then there were three or four others that were encouragement to them. And I came along about a month after they conceived of the idea, and they didn't know how to go about getting anybody to come to the meetings. They tried handouts and various other things. I said, we need a really good website, and I might mention it to Ms. Riley at Power Hour and see what she says. And so the rest is history. But we work very, very closely to expand, and our mission is to broaden your show base so people will listen and, as you say, buy from the good guys and that kind of thing. And we really, more than anything, want to make sure that you stay on the air and that your message is out there. That's our goal. So,
well, we appreciate that very, very much, and all the work that they have done. And friendsofthepowerhour.com. If you want to find, Jerry went to all the work to put up a website so people can find other people in your local area and connect with them. What a concept. That's what we ought to be doing. So that you're not one man against the world, go find some people that are, you know, of like mind. So go to Friends of the Power Hour. That's not just for the Austin group. That's for everyone to go to and find
worldwide,
yes, and find out, you know, who you can communicate with and link up with too. I think that is an incredible idea. Well, Jerry, let's talk about Fukushima, because it is not talked about by the average person, because they don't even know what it means. I mean, unfortunately, they think it is a restaurant or a dish or something. They don't even know what Fukushima is anymore, because it has been purposely dropped out of the media, out of the news, so that people will not be aware of what's happening. But let's go back, in case there's anybody that doesn't know, what is Fukushima and what happened to create the problem there?
March 11th, 2011, three or four of these nuclear plants out of the six at Fukushima Daiichi were swamped by a tsunami, and a lot of people don't believe it was natural. I can't comment on that. I'm just telling you what people say. Also, the culture of the Japanese were one of the main reasons why there was such a terrible problem. Once the tsunami wiped out all the electrical systems in the general area, the system was supposed to have multiple generators that would come online to be able to keep the reactors cool. These generators were placed in the basements, not more than 100 yards from the sea, and a 15-meter seawall. And this thing swamped the seawall and came in and swamped the generators. They were in the basement because the TEPCO, the Tokyo Electric Power Company, didn't want to offend the neighbors with the noise of having the generators up on the roof away from the problem with the with a potential tsunami. So all of a sudden you had four of the six plant systems that went critical. And a few days later, they blew up, and you had massive emission of radiation. The problem is that that has not stopped. And there is some dramatic news that I uncovered the last couple of days that will just chill you to the bone.
Really?
About this. Yeah, it's something that I didn't realize was happening. And I've got a background in nuclear physics. And actually, one of my things was I was the last person to buy and own Nuclear Chicago, which was the company that was founded by the guys who ran the Manhattan Project. And so I have a history that goes back pretty far connected to that industry. But, up until this point, the amount of radiation, according to Arne Gunderson, who's an expert in the field, has been about five or six Hiroshima bombs going off every day. At least that's what we thought. And so far it's been 400 and it's 1,400 and something days coming up on March 11th that we have been enduring this tragedy. And I've got a few news items that are very interesting.
Please.
These people, TEPCO, are a bunch of fools, or they're at least trying to save face, and as a result, they're making a lot of money, and they're not doing anything about the problem. We had multiple times of radiation emitted within just a few days compared to Chernobyl. And say what you want about the Russians. They're pretty smart people. They immediately began to pour concrete over their Chernobyl system and stop the radiation from pouring out of Chernobyl. But these guys didn't do anything. They just sat on their hands for a while, and the groundwater from the hill behind the plants began to erode underneath. All of the cores melted down. Radioactive material melted through the concrete and got into the groundwater. Now there are massive pools, hundreds or thousands of pounds of nuclear material molten, bubbling away down below. And there's not technology on the planet that can get to it and do anything about it. And so they're now saying that, there's more problems than we thought. Matter of fact, there are people getting nosebleeds in the area. And now they're saying that they're going to use some kind of robots or something like that to go in and look for the problems. Let me give you a thing that they said here. Engineers want to know what's inside because they don't know what else to do. How do you know what's inside? Also, if sufficient water is present, the cores will be cooled. They'll solidify, but guess what? They'll remelt again. It's an ongoing thing over and over and over and over. And they really don't know if the buildings are clear or not. And so you have a situation. What happens to the radiation? You have 2 months behind in cleanup. And I think this is very curious. They have 1,000 tanks, large tanks. They produce over 300 to 400 tons a day of highly contaminated water.
Wow.
That is
Wait a minute.
So
three to 400 tons per day?
Tons a day.
Oh,
and that's
goodness.
Been going on since it started. So that means for 1,460 days, you multiply that times about 350 tons. I did an average between 300 and 400. And that gives you 511,000 tons of water. Now, what does that mean? That means basically you're producing 100,000 gallons a day of contaminated water, or about 36 million gallons a year, which comes out to be a total of 144 million gallons so far of contaminated. And they say they're 2 months behind in cleaning it up. Well, I would just have to ask, okay, what are you doing with the radiation when you clean it up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're going to use this robot, and I laugh about this because only in a satirical way. Why would you send a robot in? It's kind of like looking for the horse inside the barn after the barn's burned down.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, okay, right. What are you going to find?
Yeah.
Radiation. What do you do about it? Nothing. But you get to sell robots. Okay. Now, we have every year so far, they're test holes, observation water pump holes that they go in and they do testing. And they test all the time for cesium-134, cesium-137, and cobalt, a few other things. Every single time they go to do testing, the maximum values of previously have been exceeded every single time.
Mm.
So you get more and more and more every single time for the last 4 years. Or 3 years, basically, when they're testing it. And now they're saying that they had a trench out on the side that they wanted to stop the water from flowing into the sea, but they weren't quite able to finish the trench. Gentlemen, get a bigger shovel.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, here's what has happened that nobody knew was happening, and this is the thing, frankly, Joyce, scares me to the bone. We always talk about radiation going into the seawater, and everybody says, yeah, well, it dissipates. What if that radiation were not ordinary radiation, but radiation that can cause the seawater to become radioactive? Cesium and all this other stuff does not do that. It just is radioactive. It's kind of like getting an X-ray. You don't become radioactive if you get an X-ray. But if you had neutron radiation. Wow. all of a sudden you would be radioactive. Your bones would be radioactive and everything else.
Let's talk about this after we got a 4-minute break. We'll be back with Jerry Peterman. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces a healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. We are talking to Jerry Peterman today, and wow, revelations about what's happening, unfortunately, at Fukushima. If people live in the area of Japan, I doubt that they're even any more knowledgeable about what's going on then we are here because it is being kept so low key. But Jerry is bringing out the information that we need to know about just how bad it is. Now, what is it that you say that scares you the most of everything about Fukushima, Jerry?
Well, we've always been told various kinds of radionuclides have been released, and nobody ever talked about neutron radiation. And you remember the neutron bomb? It was designed to kill people but leave everything standing.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the most insidious forms of radiation that there is, because neutron radiation causes other things to be radioactive. If you get an X-ray, you're not going to be radioactive. It's going to pass through you. Almost every other kind of radiation is that way. You may eat some radiation, and there might be particles in your body. But neutron radiation fires in, and if it hits, let's say it hits a bone, or in this case it hits seawater, it hits the minerals in the seawater, then the seawater becomes radioactive. It doesn't have particles in it. It is radioactive.
Oh, that gives me goosebumps.
Yeah.
That just gives me chills. I can't stand
Let me tell you how much they underestimated. They underestimated, of course, to global research, and according to the Department of Homeland Security, our own government releases information. They underestimated by 13 billion times. It's 13 billion times more than they initially estimated. Now, what does that mean? It means some of the following. Let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
According to the United States Department Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Coordination, there is, despite obvious implications for human health, there's no quantitative estimates on the neutron flux leakage. We don't know how much really went in. Tons and tons of seawater were used as a coolant. So basically all of that seawater is now actually not just exposed to radiation. It is radioactive, so they can't remove it. They can't filter it and get it out of there. A consequence is that salts and minerals present in seawater become radioactive by the reaction with the thermal neutrons. So you don't just have like X-rays flowing through something. It is radioactive. And neutrons can travel great distances. And neutron radiation is considered the most severe and dangerous radiation ever. And I would say to their situation, oops, we got this one wrong. Sorry.
Oh, man.
And failure to control radioactive wastewater continues. TEPCO came out with an announcement that that said if things couldn't get worse, less than a month ago, we're having problems with the ice wall. So we're going to cease operation on the ice wall and start pouring cement. Duh.
Mm.
The Russians did that a month after the Chernobyl, and these guys are at it 4 years later. We'll give them a cookie. The debate continues over how much water is leaking into the ocean, and the outright failure to plug up the Fukushima leakage. I just love debates. Just think of what that's going to do for people. Have a debate.
Mm-hmm.
Have a committee. Okay. Oh, dear. We also have new methods of contaminated water may be failing. So the attempts are not successful. They gave a report the other day that said the panel of experts at the Nuclear Regulatory Authority in Japan has believed now that maybe pouring cement in the underground might be better to work with the contaminated water from the reactor buildings than to try to clean it up, because water is believed to be leaking into the sea. And they think that maybe that's because there's gaps in the concrete-filled tunnels. Wow. These guys are really, really sharp.
Oh, my goodness. You know,
and all the health effects will be more widely distributed with this old idea if you dilute the radiation. The problem is, if it's neutron, everything gets radioactive. And I'll give you this last one, Joyce. the stupidest statement made
so far. Okay, wait. We got a 3-minute break. We'll come back for the stupidest statement made thus far on Fukushima. I love the way he talks. Man, are you learning a lot today or what? We'll be back after this 3-minute break with Jerry Peterman. This is Joyce Riley. Stay tuned.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Thank you for being a part of us today, Power Hour family. We're so glad to have Jerry Peterman joining us. And I do want to remind you that the Time Challenger is on special. I know a lot of you just got it with the 20% off sale, which we did. It's over. It's over for now. Maybe we'll do that again. But Time Challenger is on special, though, today. The capsules or the chewable tablets or the canine tablets. Also, we have the arthritis formula and the mineral formula of Time Challenger. It's available to Power Mall. Call us at, if you have unlimited minutes, 573-378-6049. 573-378-6049. And get your Time Challenger. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Hey, just real quickly, though, I wanted to tell you there's a story I missed on the news. Listen to this. With Valentine's Day coming up, here's a health story that was in our news today. So go to the Power Hour News section. Toxic chemicals found in Victoria's Secret underwear may damage fertility. Are you kidding me? Is nothing sacred anymore? Toxic chemicals found in Victoria's Secret underwear may damage fertility. Okay, anyway, I just had to tell you all that. I missed that in the news. We're talking to Jerry Peterman, and he was about to give us, regarding Fukushima, the stupidest statement that's ever been made. I mean, there's been so many that are in the running for stupidest statement, Jerry. Which is the stupidest one they have made?
Well, this comes from a gentleman by the name of William Hoffman, who writes apparently some kind of blog or some kind of thing on WordPress, and it's anti-nuclear information files information, and it came out on December 9th of 2014, so it's just a few months ago. And funny thing about it is also that Fukushima is misspelled in the headline. And the gentleman goes in and reminds us that three of the six nuclear reactors at Fukushima went into meltdown in 2011 after tsunami hit, and that radioactive material started spilling into water in the land, and it became the largest nuclear disaster since Chernobyl, or perhaps ever. And his title says, "Environmental Problems Remain After the Fukushima Nuclear Disaster."
Oh, no.
I think that takes the cake.
Oh, my goodness. That does. Oh.
I mean, you talk about, gee, you think so?
Well, it could be, I mean, it's so close to end-of-life scenario, you know, that it still has some repercussions, one of which may be we all drop dead and the whole Earth is contaminated. That's unbelievable, Jerry.
It's wow. Unbelievable. And I worked with a company that actually I could have bought their nuclear devices that detected neutron radiation. I was offered that system when I bought all of the nuclear Chicago systems and that company back in 81. I declined to buy the neutron radiation detection systems because it meant that I had to have in my nuclear laboratory a neutron source. And that's kind of like having the devil in the next room. You really don't want to go in there.
Really?
And I said, no, thank you. I will do without that one. I'll buy everything except that one. And so they never found the buyer for it because there was nobody on the planet stupid enough to buy the radiation detectors for neutron because you also had to have a neutron source. And nobody wanted that devil in the next room.
Yeah.
So
let me, so is this an end-of-life scenario to you at this point? Do you think anything can be done to stop the dramatic release of radiation? Is there anything that can be done, act of God, other than an act of God, I guess, or a miracle, to undo the damage? You can't unring the bell, and no. It seems like the bell is continuing to be rung all the time.
Well, I gave you a scenario about a year ago of, gee, if I were Harry Potter and I could erase all the nuclear effects of, or let's say all the radiation that's ever come out of, or that's present now from the Fukushima situation, there is a biological train of events that will continue for the next billion years, because once radiation is in the ecosystem, it alters on minute scales every piece of life that it comes in contact with on a DNA basis. So you could remove all of the radiation, which no one could do, but if you could, by an act of God, remove all the radiation, the effects on the biosphere are horrendous in the air all the way around. We've gone around about 55 times now around the northern hemisphere. Fortunately, I hadn't gone to the southern hemisphere because there is a band of air around the equator that kind of stops the exchange between north and south. But the water has flowed to the south now through into the southern hemisphere. But that's going to continue forever. And now that we know that neutron radiation in the billions of times what we thought was there has been released, that is the fire of God. That is something that we there's nothing anybody could ever do.
Wow.
Extinction, probably not extinction, but certainly a severe modification of the biosphere of this planet. And it is not going to stop because these fools are more interested in having a profit, $4 billion each quarter. They make a profit, and they don't go out there, and they use itinerant people, put them in a nice suit, pick up people off the street, and educate them for 2 days, and then send them in and promise them big salary, lots of money. And 3 days later, they say, we don't need you anymore. And the reason they don't need them is they now have a lifetime dose of radiation. And they'll send them back on the street. They're dead before they ever get their paycheck. It's just, as I said a long time ago, a soulless entity. A corporation has been deemed by most governments as a human being. But obviously a corporation, a piece of paper, has no soul. So all these people are serving a soulless entity that has no conscience. And it's just a horrible, horrible thing. That the U.S., the United Nations, and the nations of the earth haven't walked into Japan and said, enough of this BS, enough of this, pour concrete now or we'll do it. You know, when are you going to take charge and stop polluting the world? What is wrong with you people? You know, when are we going to get angry enough to do something like that on a political basis? But nobody wants to go over there and do that because it'll look bad.
Yeah.
What politician wants to look bad? So that's what we're facing.
Yep, that is so true. That is so true. I think that our listeners are educated. You know, there's not a whole lot we can do because you can't undo the radiation out of the food. You can do certain things. And I'm learning more about this thing called motophyllin and how it – I was talking with some physicians the other day who were saying to me, have you ever heard of motophyllin? I said, yeah, we carry it at the Power Mall. But how powerful it is in removing radiation. And there are certain things that will work to take out the heavy metals. We need to talk about that also. I want to move to Time Challenger now because this is the product that you have given the world, and it came out of sort of necessity. And I want you to explain what the necessity was that you created Time Challenger, and then when the Power Hour finally took our time, unfortunately, and looking at it and deciding that we wanted to carry it, and we found that it was just such a winner. Talk to me about why you created and what is different about Time Challenger.
See, Time Challenger is based on a formula from a university in California that did research. A man by the name of Bruce Ames did amazing research and was published in Discover Magazine and a couple other places. And they actually reversed the aging of rats. And that was about 3 or 4 years after my son had come to me back in the late 90s and said, Dad, I don't want you to die. And I said, well, son, I don't want to die either. And he said, no, you need to work on telomeres. And I said, well, what part of what has that got to do with dying? Is it some kind of telecommunication system? Because I was a telecommunication engineer at the time. He said, no, it's biology. You know, it's the things that the little things that keep your genes from unraveling. I said, well, I'll look into it. I said, what do you want me to do? And he said, I want you to learn how to do something about that unraveling. And I guess he thought, I would go at it like I did as far as being a sponge. So I got to reading everything I could get my hands on, and I realized that it looked like there might be some way to do something about it, but I hadn't a clue. About that time, Dr. Ames published his stuff, and I realized, wow, this is cool. So I called the people out there, and they said, well, you need this and this and this to make it equivalent to a human. So I went and bought all this stuff at the health food stores, and it made me sick as a dog. I took the levels that they told me to take, and I was sick. And but I kept doing it, and I felt better. After getting over the stomach problems and all that, I felt better. So finally, after having been a person who had also been involved in Arthritis Foundation, and been chairman of that for many years in Austin. So I knew about research, and I've been doing some formulating on the side for arthritis supplements. So I called the company I'd worked with and asked the guy, could we take all these 18 different pills that I have to take every day? I know I'm dreaming, but I'd like to put them into 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon. He said, you really don't know much about this business, do you? Oh, well, no, I guess I don't. He said, take a pencil and draw a period at the end of a sentence. He said, that's about how much is in each pill that you're actually taking. That's the active ingredient. Mm. The rest is rice flour or whatever. He said, yeah, we got plenty of room. And I said, no, I don't want horse pills. Oh, no, we're just regular-sized capsules. And so they came out with the first run of what I'd formulated. I had B-complex, and I added resveratrol 2 years before Dr. Oz got all excited about this new thing called resveratrol. I was on the market 2 years already with that. Mm. And so we came out with it, and it started really making some difference. And the guy said, look, you really don't know much about this. We need to add some enzymes. I said, for what? And he said, for the liver processing. He said, it's going to make you sick. It does make you sick, doesn't it? And I said, yeah, it sure does. He said, well, that'll be mediated completely with these enzymes. So he put that in there, and it was a pleasure to take after that. So just been adding a few things, tweaking the formula up until about 5 years ago, and that I've set with the formula now. I'm excited about the way the formula works.
Well, yeah, and a lot of our listeners are, too, because they have made incredible testimonies and comments. I read some of them on the air. They just seem like too good to be true kind of testimonies, like, gee, it must be your brother-in-law that did this, but yet I know it's not, because yeah. I know you didn't know the listeners that yeah. did this. It's phenomenal what they're saying. What is the comment? Now, Time Challenger comes in a bottle. It's chewables or capsules. And we have it at the Power Mall, but what is it that people tell you most of all when you get a comment from them? What is the thing that they say most often that Time Challenger does for them?
Just makes me feel better. I'll be going along, and I'm taking it and taking it, and I'm feeling better and feeling better. Then I forget to take it, and I don't feel so good. And most people who are in good shape don't feel anything except just better. It makes me feel better. If a person is really, pardon the expression, decrepit, they've really had a hard life, and they're the ones that call me up 3 days later and say, what is this? This is great. Mm. You know, they feel it immediately because their body is so depleted from all the nutritional material that goes directly to the mitochondria. Because mitochondria, you talk about radiation and all this, you can't get the damage done by the radiation out of your system. So you have to go in and put something in your body that is going to assist the body in saving the correct DNA that's in your body. And resveratrol has a unique ability to reread DNA and really improve the way the body expresses its genetic system. So it can kind of renew something that's worn down and wore out. It goes back and looks at what the instruction should have been and rereads that. And it's just a basic biology thing. And your DNA in your mitochondria gets messed up. You lose all your energy. And, you know, in a nursing home, you see these little tiny people. And I had this one lady, when I was a pastor at a nursing home for 5 years, and she would say, I can eat pie all day long, and I don't gain a pound. Well, God bless her, she's not with us anymore because mm-hmm. she didn't gain a pound because she no longer had the mitochondria to digest the food that you're taking in. She could eat pie all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get to that situation, I mean, they loved it because they didn't gain any weight. But very soon they weren't with us anymore.
Testimonies that really got my attention was from one of the vets. I hope they're listening now. I wish they would call in. In fact, if there's anybody who wants to give a testimony right now, 855-995-6923, said it's turned his life around, that, you know, since the Vietnam War, he had been having all these problems and fog and brain fog and all of that, and now it's turned his life around. And I am just like, you know, reading these testimonies thinking, these people are being honest. They're number one, taking the time. I mean, taking the time to email. How many times do you say, yeah, I'll send you something, or yeah, I'll go into the computer and say what a good waitress you were, and you never do it, you know? But this, I mean, to take the time to say, thank you, you changed my life, is just, that is, oh, it is so rewarding.
Josh, Joyce, it's the most humbling feeling a person could possibly have.
Wow.
And the life I've been given now, that knowing that there are people that are helped, it's one of the most humbling experiences a human could ever experience. I will tell you that you met on the air almost 3 years ago, two years ago now, a man by the name of Kirk Zipp. Mr. Zipp has a son named Augie. And when I first found out about it, Augie had just gotten out of a wheelchair and was able to control his bowel, and he wouldn't look up, he couldn't communicate, blah, blah, blah. I mean, this kid is autistic, profoundly autistic. And everybody told Kirk, just put him in an institution, there'd be anything. Joyce, I went to August Zipp's induction as an Eagle Scout.
Oh, my goodness. All right, we're going to talk about that. We got a three-minute break. We'll be back with Jerry Peterman. Whoa. Induction as an Eagle Scout. Wow. Wow. From a wheelchair. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Valentine's Day is coming soon. Guns80.com wanted to show you some lovin', so they stripped their profits to the bone, lowered their prices to $400 for their Ghost AR kit. Valentine's Day offer ends on the 15th, so don't delay. Return the love. Go to Guns80.com, order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, background checks, no hassles, delivered to your door. I call that love. Go to Guns80.com. That's 844-248-6780. Order now, Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80.
Welcome back to Power, to the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. FukushimaReport.com. Now, that's the website if you want to learn about Fukushima. FukushimaReport.com. Wait a minute. Fukushima update. Joyce. I know. FukushimaUpdateReport.com, right?
I've changed the URL address completely.
Oh.
Because of a conflict with one of your guests who had almost identical. I never even knew his was similar. We call it Spotlight on Fukushima.com.
Oh, Spotlight on Fukushima. Okay.
Spotlight on Fukushima.com, and I apologize for not queuing you up on that.
Okay.
But, yeah, we made that change about a year ago, and I don't know that I ever said anything, and I apologize.
Oh, 1 year. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And then also the website or the meeting for the Power Hour meeting, Friends of the Power Hour, is it still at Casa de Luz, which
yes.
is in Austin, and it is the first and third Friday of the month, where they break bread together from 12 to 2 p.m. Central Time. Casa de Luz, which I understand is an awesome restaurant. Man, I wish we had something like that. So, okay. Now let's go back to the young man who was in a wheelchair, took time challenger, and we're not saying this is going to do that for everybody. We're making no claims here. We're just saying that this was an experience that you had with someone who utilized time challenger. And so you were there when he became an Eagle Scout. So
yes.
What do you...
Let me tell you the story of Augie. First time I met him was 5 years ago, and he really couldn't look up. He wouldn't speak. He was walking at that time very well because he'd been treated by Dr. Jesus Caquillas, who you know very well, had on your show.
Yes.
And was treated from the time he was about 5 or 6 years old. Finally, they got him up out of the chair. They got his bowel control. They got all this stuff done with this kid. And then Kirk started giving him adult dose of time challenger, and Dr. Kakia thought that was a great idea, and we went with that. And so 5 years later, here we are, and I hadn't seen him in 2 years. Kirk and I have been busy, and how's all going? He's doing fine. He's doing this, doing that. Oh, okay. He invites me down to this this Methodist church to go to this induction and to receive his Eagle Scout badge or whatever it is. And my wife and I are walking in, and here's all these young men all dressed up in their uniforms, and there's this guy out there greeting people and shaking hands and smiling from ear to ear. And I walk in, and I go, wait a minute, that was Aki.
Wow.
He's greeting people at the front door. And so I go in, and I said, Kirk, is that Aki at the front door? And he said, Oh, yeah. You wait until you see what he's done to get his Eagle Scout thing. And he got up there in front of everybody. He'd smile from ear to ear. Somebody would say something, he'd give him a thumbs up, and he'd smile. And they said, here, you have to take the oath. So he put his hands up, and he repeated the oath. Unbelievable.
Mm.
I was so proud of that family.
Oh,
and I was proud of Kirk because he never gave up. This person, this Augie, is a person. This is not somebody you put in an institution. I mean, oh my gosh. You talk about a hero to the parents of autistic children. This man, Mr. Zip, and his wife, Shira, are people that autistic people need to get in contact with, because there is hope out there. You don't have to believe everything you're told. I mean, Augie would be sitting drooling in a corner somewhere in an institution if it wasn't for these people and Dr. Caquillas.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
What a wonderful person. He's a beautiful young man.
Oh, that
wonderful
is awesome.
Wonderful person.
So when we come back from, 1 minute, 10 second break, we've just got a few minutes left, 3 minutes left, final segment. Coming up to talk about Time Challenger. Again, you can get it at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. We'll be back, 1 minute, 10 seconds, with Jerry Peterman, and then Wolfgang Halbig and Sandy Hook. Whoa. Getting into it today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Joyce Riley.